Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 98 for July 5th, 2006, Dymo's Twin Turbo. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick. It's time for the Daily GizWiz, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is. For episode 98, the 5th of July,
whoa.
He's back from his trip to 34th Street to watch the fireworks over the tops of the buildings, Dick DiBartolo. Hello, Dick.
What did you do on the 4th of July?
We have a little local fireworks thing in Petaluma. It's not a big thing. In fact, every year, it's kind of funny because every year almost the city council says, oh, we can't afford it this year. It's too expensive. And then, people come forward with donations and they manage to do it every year anyway.
Oh, okay. It's like fun. In the park, you go
it's
to
in the park.
Park
exactly. Lucchese Park. We go, we get that, bring the lawn chairs. And it's fun. It's, I like small town 4th of July's. I know you have the Big Apple and you got five different fireworks displays going off, but I just, it's fun for us. And we bring a little picnic and the kids love it, and they run around like crazy.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. I live in one of the few towns in California where they still sell firecrackers.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I don't know why. Somehow they it's exempt in the city, within the city limits. So that's fun, too. We have kind of a secondary event that we do in the driveway where we try to set the house on fire.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. A lot of laughs.
Yeah, I got the hose out. It's great. They Uncle Louie does it. They call him Three Fingers Louie.
Yeah, and,
he's real good at the fireworks. So.
Wow.
Yeah, except for that one occasion.
That one
so
time.
So what do you have for us today?
Oh, we have something new from Dymo.
I love the Dymo people. But aren't they kind of, Dymo labelers have been all replaced now by Brother
Leo,
and all that.
The PR guy calls me like every 6 months and I go, labels,
labels.
I don't want to talk about
labels. Those are the old Dymo labelers we had in school. You go, one letter at a time.
Oh, that's so funny because mine went, cha-cha. Cha-cha.
Yeah. Oh, you had the Japanese.
You had the model. Yeah. You had the 700. I think the 700 went ka-chung, ka-chung. Ka-cha, ka-cha.
But they don't still make those, do they? Where they press the plastic tape?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But what got my eye is their new line where you can print postage at home.
Oh, see, they've gone into the printer business.
Yes.
The label maker business, like Brother and the P-Touch.
Exactly. And they have three models that do this. Now, the software is free. There's a couple things about it that I like. One is there's no monthly service charge. I looked into printing postage at home a while back.
Right.
But it was like, a minimum of $20 a month, and there was a service charge. And
this is a great idea because I don't like going to this, buy the 37-cent stamps all the time.
Well, Leo, what drives me even crazier
39-cent stamps now.
Yeah, is when they know the postage is going up, but they don't know what it's going up to.
Right.
They make the blank stamps.
Oh, I hate that.
That just say first class.
Right.
And I have a box of, I don't know.
You don't know what they're worth.
No, exactly. Exactly.
So you don't ever have to buy stamps again.
You don't buy stamps. This is, you have to register online. Mm-hmm. You can pay as little as, you can put as little as $10 into your account, which will be used to buy stamps. That's the minimum you start with. But there's no monthly charge. The only way Dymo makes money once you buy the print is you need their labels, which I think it's $1,000 for $15 or something. It comes out to like 7.5 cents for each stamp you print.
Oh, that's not cheap. That's expensive. Okay.
But you're also getting the label. The label maker can also print your return address.
Oh, it's not just stamps. Okay.
It's not just stamps. The thing that's really nice, the one that I like, is called the Twin Turbo because it holds two different...
I think I went to high school with her.
Oh, Twin Turbo?
Betty Twin Turbo, yeah.
So that it can print your label on one side and your stamps on the other side. And you need to have one of the new printers because it needs to be a very fine line printer, so it prints out barcodes that post office machinery can read.
So you don't use your regular printer for these. You use a special Dymo printer and special Dymo labels. And the Twin Turbo does both the stamp and the return address?
And the return address.
Oh, that's neat.
And it comes with software that you can even design a little send-to address. So you can print all three things from the same printer. And as I said, the fact, I think what pushes over the top is the no monthly charge.
Right.
And also the software will bring up a little notice if any postage rates have changed. Then you just download new software.
So you you never have to buy another a 2 cent stamp to make up for it.
Exactly. And also, you save money, and I'll tell you why, is that if 1 ounce, I don't even know what the current rate, I think it's a half ounce is 39 cents, but the second half ounce above that is like only 37 cents, and the third half ounce above, if it's all on the same package.
Yeah. And I never get that right. I just put extra stamps on.
So do I.
Yeah.
You know, I figure, well, I guess 10 stamps is enough. But by knowing the exact...
10 stamps usually is enough, by the way.
It's usually not enough?
It's usually enough, I would say.
Well, I figure if you cover the entire envelope and there's
I tell you what, I sent my office insurance in the other day, and it returned because I didn't put enough postage on it. It needed three stamps, not two. And as a result, my insurance lapsed. So this was a very costly mistake. So
Well, like with the IRS, it's like a one-page form for my estimated.
Right.
I put 9 stamps on it.
Yeah, in case. You don't want to miss that one.
When the post office sees that, I do believe they just bring it directly there and don't put it in with the rest of the mail. They go, this is too important that this man would put 9 stamps on it. Here, take this and give it to the IRS in person.
Now, I'm noticing that you can do postage stamps with even their the less expensive 400. You don't have to get the Twin Turbo.
No, you do not. There are three.
I love that name, the Twin Turbo. So you can get the less expensive one.
The Twin Turbo reminds me about my time with Jane Mansfield.
That's right.
On the Match Game.
Oh, my goodness. You worked with Jane Mansfield. Wow.
I did. You know what, Leo? This past week was very funny. I caught up with every single piece of Daily Gizwiz mail. I sent out everybody I promised a Mad magazine. I asked people if they wanted an I Hear You JPEG poster to email me with I Hear You. I sent out somewhere more than 1,200 of those. And then at the end of the week, I thought, this was great. And then I realized I had done nothing else. I hadn't written anything for Mad. I hadn't done anything for Powerboat Magazine. And I realized that I was spending too much time with the Daily Gizwiz.
I think that's true. Spend less time.
Yeah,
you gotta make a living, dude.
I did spend 3 hours with a camera crew because the Game Show Network is doing a 1 hour special on the Match Game.
Oh, that's neat. So they interviewed you.
They interviewed me. The guy told me they did a web search and that my name came up about 9 billion times as the person who, you know, turned the Match Game around. And they had found several people from Mark Goodson Productions. And this one girl told this story about Jane Mansfield. Somehow, Jane Mansfield did not realize that her agent had signed her up to do a week of the Match Game, which we do in 1 day.
Right.
And she came in and she did the show. And I was walking by her dressing room and I see her closing her bag up.
Uh-oh.
And I said, Jane, there are more shows. And she said, oh, no. She said, I have a 3 o'clock flight. I said, Jane, we don't stop taping till 4:30. You're on 5 shows. And she said, I don't think so. So I got the producer, and the producer called the agent, and the agent spoke to Jane, and it turned out that she was signed up for five shows. Well, she hadn't brought five changes of clothing.
Oh, boy.
So she ran around the studio, and this girl who had come to this taping said she had a brand new black sweater on and said to Jane Mansfield, would you like to wear this for one of the shows? And Jane said yes. And she said, I'm standing in the dressing room with Jane Mansfield, who takes her sweater off and is wearing nothing underneath.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Going, oh, my word. Oh, right. And so she gave her brand new black sweater, which when Jane Mansfield returned, it was stretched beyond belief.
Yes, it's three sizes larger.
Yes, exactly. But the funny thing with Leo, after lunch, the producer said to me, listen, Jane Mansfield's in the dressing room alone. You know, someone has to go in there and talk to her, make her feel welcome here, and you've been elected. And I said, oh, wow, that's a chore.
Torture me.
I know. But, you know, I was a little ill at ease because this is Jane Mansfield.
Right.
And I went in, and she had a stack of books. I said, Jane, what are you doing? She said, I'm actually studying for my master's degree. I don't know what she was studying for. Yes. She said, I know it's late in life, but I want to get this degree. And I said, well, I'll leave you to studying. Do you want coffee? Do you want anything? She said, no, I'm perfectly fine. Appreciate your coming in.
Boy, that's another side of Jane Mansfield nobody talks
about.
Yeah,
exactly. Wow. So this is the kind of thing that you'll be learning unless it's edited out on the Match Game special when it comes out in the fall.
Wow, that's really neat. I look forward
to it. So I have no idea where we got to where we are. Do you know what we're doing?
Jane Mansfield, I think, is what triggered this.
But, oh, okay. We're talking about the twin turbo.
Yes.
There was a logic to
this. There was a logic, as twisted and perverted as it sounds.
Yes.
And by the way, while you were talking about Jane Mansfield, not that I was bored or anything, but I did notice that on the Dymo site, they do, in fact, sell those old manual chunk chunk. Or label makers, so they still make those.
Okay. And, well, you know, there are some people that in the Midwest who
they like them.
Like the cha-ching, ka-ching kind of thing.
Those old plastic labels, but you can also do you can't do postage with those. I don't believe.
No.
You can put a little sticker on it.
No, all you could print on one of those is I am too poor to a quarter stamp. Please.
Deliver this.
You
Mr.
can
Postman.
Tell by this label maker that I'm not technology enabled. Please deliver this.
I might have to get one of these. I think that's boy, it would sure be convenient not to have to go out and buy stamps.
And just beware. Make sure you go to, I think the service they're using is called Indicia.
Yes.
Make sure you sign up through the Dymo site, because I accidentally went to Indicia Direct and it was saying, do you want the plan for, you know, $16 a month at 20?
Oh, no.
Whatever it was. And then I read more carefully. It's a special deal they did with Dymo. So.
Right.
Do it through them.
That's a good deal, though, because you're buying the labels. You don't have to pay the monthly fee.
Yeah, exactly.
And, by the way, speaking of good deals, if you're looking for a job, careers at T-Mobile have a great job waiting for you at their retail stores. Visit T-Mobile.com/jobs to learn more about their great compensation, their fantastic commission structure, and the opportunity to rise through the ranks. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs and find the Daily Gizwiz at your local iPod or MP3 player or computer every single Monday through Friday. It makes its own gravy, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll see you next time.
I'll be here.